ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। माय नेम इज ब्रिजमोहन भाई। यू हैव सो मेनी नेम्स, सो आई विल नॉट आस्क यू टू टेल, बट आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू मीट सो मेनी सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर एट वन प्लेस, and that one place is only Madhuban, where we can meet a large, Baba's largest family. Just as on Christmas, family meetings are held. So Baba says, my family is the biggest. So this is where we meet and celebrate. So I am here today, as per drama, just like 5,000 years ago, not a second more, not a second less. And you are also here, like 5,000 years ago, as per drama, in the same costume, at the same seat, at the same time, as you have been how many times? Innumerable times. And again we will meet in the next cycle in the same way. This is the drama. And today we are going to share more about this drama. Because other things are important. There are three important entities. One is ourselves, that is the most important to us. The second one is our most beloved Bap Dada, that is most important to all of us. But the role of Bap Dada and children, very important, very crucial, but for very little time. Rest of it, remaining part of the 5,000 years is drama, in which we, the souls, interplay. And drama means what? Drama means actors, first of all. There can be no drama without actors. Of course, the director and the creator is there. But what is seen by the people is the actor's role. So we are all actors. People go to see the drama because of the acting of the actors. Dramas may be having sad moments, happy moments, all types of moments. This is what people enjoy. It is not that if there is a tragedy, that people don't see it. Many people like to see tragedy dramas like Macbeth and many others. So, we are also to see as well as act in the drama. But presently, we have to see more, and later on we will only be acting. If you look at it, yesterday, last night, Baba gave us very simple formula of point. Many times in Murli's Baba says, you should know about 3 points. There are certain things which have to be kept safely, so they have double lock. Like in a bank. But Baba has given us triple lock. And the triple lock, there are 3 locks in that. 3 keys are needed. All are points. So many times, Baba says, you should have on your forehead, in the seat of the soul, 3 points. always in active memory. And one of those is drama. If you expand a point geometrically is an entity which has no length, no breadth, no height. It is just a point. If you take a photograph of point from any angle, it will be a point only. For any other thing, the result will be different. You have to see it from different points of view. My point of view, your point of view, their point of view. But point is a point. So this point, Baba says drama is also a point. Because drama, the lesson of drama is full stop. And full stop is a point. If you miss the point, then you have question mark. Question mark also had a point under it. So if you solve the question, what will remain is the point. Exclamation. It is, has also a point under it to remind us that after your exclamation is over, it will be a point only. Now, if you enlarge and expand a point, stretch it this side and upside, what will happen? It will become a circle. A circle is an expanded point. And if you again bring it back, merge the circle, it will again become a point. And if you start moving the circle, it becomes a cycle, isn't it? So that's why Baba says drama is also a point, because drama cycle is nothing but expansion of a point and movement of that. So therefore, today we will discuss and share about the wonders of this point. How powerful it is, how much power it can give to us, and the whole world, how it is dependent upon and controlled by the drama. We all know that Baba is Almighty, Almighty, Supreme Father. But Baba says, I am also what? Baba also functions within the limits of drama. Baba cannot come a day earlier and cannot leave a day later. But why to say day, even a second? This is drama. If it is in the drama, Baba will do. If it is not in the drama, Baba will just smile. So therefore, it is so powerful. And this drama, if you try to break it into pieces, it boils down to time. Because drama is played in a world which has got time. There is no time in the Paramdham. There is no time limit, no dateline, no deadline, nothing. And in this world, there is time. So, drama creates history. And drama is actually called the history, unlimited history of the universe. The three worlds are unlimited geography of the universe. This world cycle is unlimited history of the universe, and history also always means time. And if you break down the time, let us say not into centuries or millenniums, time means years, months, days, hours, minutes, seconds. But BKs are wonderful people, you know. We have got a different type of dimension to everything. So what is the smallest denominator of time? Let us pose this question. What is the smallest denomination of time? When there are races, when there are split second watches to see who is number one and number two. But for the big case, what is the smallest denominator of time? And it is thought. Sankalp. Thought. You may have thousands of thoughts in a day. But thoughts make time for a soul. So, if we want to have some control, some regulation in the drama of our role, so which is the smallest thing to catch? Because it is always easier to deal with a small thing. So if we take care of our thoughts, we are taking care of our time. And time is life. So we are taking care of our life. And life is action, our activity as actors. So we are taking care of our drama. Role in the drama. Alright. Now, I will not go into the normal thing. We all know quality of thoughts. Yes, in the Avyakt Murli of Sunday, in Hindi, there were three very beautiful words, starting with the Hindi word N. N meant Nindra. First was Nindra, which means sleep. The other N was Nasha, starting with N, which means intoxication. The third N was Nrit, which means dance. So Baba had given us about Maya, that this Maya makes us do three things. Sleep. Sleep in what? Sleep in the sleep of carelessness. Okay. Then, intoxication. Get Maya's intoxication by small, short-lived achievements. Oh, I have got this, I have got that. Then dance. Dance of the waste thoughts. Maya makes, arranges a dance of the waste thoughts in our head and mind. So we are dealing with drama. So we have to see how much a hero actor is always given the more important and prominent role in a drama is present on the stage most of the time. Other actors have number-wise role. Some have very little role, although they are also actors. They are supposed to be there to complete the drama. So hero actor means whose thoughts are maximum being put into action. And the least actor with the least role is the one whose thoughts remains thoughts, either merged or immersed, either a dance of thoughts or a sleep of thoughts, but very little put into action. Yesterday also Baba said that if your thoughts are just good thoughts, thoughts of even discrimination, this is right, this is wrong, if they remain only up to the thinking stage, we will call it merged thoughts. If they come into action, then only it is emerged thoughts. So we have to see. All of us have a day of 24 hours. All of us have a lifetime, but how much of it we use it actively to play our role, which gives us satisfaction, happiness, unjust blessing. So for that, a very, very, very minute understanding of the drama is needed. Why? Because waste thoughts are maximum, and how they arise, negative thoughts are also there, but now very little, but how they arise. And above that, thoughts which are good, but just they remain thoughts only. So they also go into the category of waste thoughts. How much they are and how they arise. So you will find negative thoughts, waste thoughts, and good thoughts, but not put into practice. If you add up, then what is the percentage of thoughts left which really we put into practice and which really entitles us to a role in the golden age? Because Baba says your role now determines your role in the golden age. So if you have certain good things in mind and they remain in mind only, and you are thinking, I will do it tomorrow, I will do it tomorrow, I will do it when emergency arises, at the time of destruction, I will totally get devoted into Gyan, I will make up, all those things, Baba has clarified, they are a deception, a great deception, because whatever sanskars we are creating, they lay the foundation of our ability or inability to put into action what we think. So a great percentage of it is lost in a category, we may call it fruitless category. Fruitless. No fruit. Thought arises, but no fruit comes. So, how fruitless thoughts grow? So Baba has told us, questions of why, how, when, all these question marks, they arise. Mostly it is why. There is a poem of Napoleon's army, Charge of the Light Brigade, in our schools they used to teach. And there was wording, there is not to reason why. There is, for the army, they cannot question why they are being sent to the field. We are a small brigade. There is not to reason why. There is not to make reply. There is but to do and die. So it's a question of do and die. Now, because we, although we know the drama generally, we know the drama better than anybody else in the world. And we, because of our Baba, knowledgeful Baba, hammering into us every day new mysteries of the drama, day after day, month after month, year after year. So a lot of it has gone into us. And basically, we are Trikaldarshi, Master Trikaldarshi, Master Knowledgeful, those who know the past and the future of the drama. People may not come to our centers every day. When something extraordinary happens, they approach us and say, what will happen now? Because they know Baba's children are Master Knowledgeful. Correct. generally we are master knowledgeful. To tell others we are master knowledgeful. But when it comes to us, our own life, then although we are master knowledgeful, what we know, we are not able to use it powerfully to be able to benefit from that knowledge. So that knowledge remains knowledge only. It is a implementation paralysis, they call it. So we have got implementation paralysis. Why? Because we know the drama generally, but we are not applying this particular drama into our situations. So today we will discuss that. Common things, small things, that when we talk of Gyan, we say it is unparalleled knowledge, Shiva Baba's most profound knowledge, no philosophy can match, we all know. And Baba's logic, Baba's wordings, Baba's proper telling us in our own acceptable way is really unique. But when we come down to earth, Brahman family, following of the disciplines, Amrit Vela, eating our meals in Baba's Yad, using our every second of Sangam as Baba gives importance to it, personality clashes, differences of opinion, relationships, looking at so many weak things and wrong things which really are wrong and not right, and we are told to digest that, forget that, take it as a drama. We are not able to do all the time. Sometimes we are in good stage, we do it. What? No translation? I am speaking fast. I have to be reminded in the drama again and again to be slow. Achha. So, we have to be in those situations, how, what to do. So, this drama world tells us we are actors. If I am actor, everyone is an actor. And actor will act in their own way, as per their own role, and they will not act what I want them to act, isn't it? A few days ago, there was a Murli. Baba said, my temple, Shiva's temple in India, Somnath, which has had a diamond Shiva linga, it was invaded. And they broke the temple and robbed everything and all that. So Baba said, you question can arise, why Baba did not stop Baba's temple being looted? Baba says, it is in the drama. The robbers, the invaders will do their work, you will do your work. So I cannot stop the invaders because it is God's temple. So this is also drama. Always you will find when Baba tells us about any event, the most important statement to understand in the real sense is, whatever has happened up to now is good, and what is going to happen will be better. Without this, Baba will say nothing. Baba has never said, whatever has happened, it was not so good. Iraq war is going on, people are dying, and Baba is here. Baba will never say, it is not good. And tomorrow, they may start war with Iran also. Baba has already said, whatever will happen will be better. We know, as per Baba's Gyan, that there will be nuclear war. We know as per Baba's Gyan, there will be more natural calamities, more untimely deaths, more accidents. But out of that, what will come out, Baba says, it will be better than today. See, this is to understand the drama as Baba understands. If we want to become Bap Saman, we have to understand the drama in the same fashion as Baba, because Baba is telling us the truth. And that truth we have to appreciate. And if we apply in our situations, then we will become powerful as from the point of the drama. I tell you my own story. Myself, my father, I had a Laukik younger brother, 3 years younger to me. It was 1956 or 57. We came to meet Bap Dada. My father had taken the Gyan and he was very, very, very extremely enthusiastic to give this Gyan to everyone. If we will enter a train, he will not be a passenger but a messenger to every traveler, whether the person likes or not. He must give him a leaflet, talk Gyan to him. He was so intoxicated. He specially, Baba said, you should open a center in Mathura, which is a spiritual place near to Agra. So my father, our family lived in Delhi, but he went to Mathura, hired a house, got 2 sisters, started service there. And even today, if you go to Mathura, meet any person anywhere and give talk about Brahma Kumaris, they will say, yes, there used to be a person who used to come to us again and again and tell us about the Brahma Kumaris. See, my face resembles him. So many of them say, oh, then they think I am much younger, but, oh yes, some person used to come to us to give this message, like that. Now, we 3 of us went to Baba, Brahma Baba. My father himself, Laukik father, said, Baba, I want to leave my Laukik job. And I want to, now I have got Gyan, I want to do godly service all the time, Baba. So Baba smiled and said, no, no, you have a family. And if you are in the public service, you are doing some Laukik job, you are meeting people, new people, to whom you can give Gyan. If you become surrendered person, you will not meet any new person. So, what will you do? And you have to take care of your family, you have karmic account. So, you continue with this, both the things. And when Baba wants, Baba will direct you to leave your Laukik job. Okay? Myself, I was studying law, last year of the law, and also doing apprenticeship for a chartered accountant in the evening hour. Law was in the evening hours, whole day I was learning. That's a part of the system, that you have for 3 years you have to be an apprentice before you appear in the exam. So I was in the last year of apprenticeship as well as last year of law. So without my asking, Baba said, you complete your studies. Okay. Now my younger brother, he was a student of 12th standard, 12th class. Baba looked at him and told him, you leave your studies and full time you do godly service. Now see, 3 directions to 3 of us. I was 50-50 thinking that I am in Gyan, whether I should continue my study or not, but not very enthusiastic to leave my studies. My father very, very much wanting to leave his Laukik and do the Alaukik. And my younger brother wanting nothing. And Baba tells him, you leave your studies and do full-time godly service. Now, in retrospect, what happened later? That will tell us about drama. So what happened? That after about 8 years of that, I will tell the first incident first. My younger brother, what he did? Brahma Baba came to Delhi, and at that time there were two centers. One, the first center of Delhi, which is now called Shakti Nagar, where we took Gyan, that was the first center, not of Delhi but the whole of the world, where it started. So it was in a rented house, third floor, and there were other tenants also. On the top of that was the roof. So they invited Baba, Brahma Baba, to the roof so that a few people around also can come. Small 50 people may be there at that time. And at that point Baba said, look where you have called Baba. You don't know who Baba is, and you have called him what Baba called womb, garbh jail. Baba said that next time if you call me, Delhi children, you must have at least a separate building, separate house for me. That was what Baba said. Because, you know, the food, eating habits and diet of the people, other tenants, were not as per us. So, otherwise also it was a congested house. So now my this younger brother listened to that and took upon him the responsibility voluntarily of finding an independent house for Baba's next visit. So he went, he had a bicycle, he went around, and after some search, there was an outside area of Delhi, now it is in the middle of Delhi of course, outskirts, where some builders had built a colony with some houses constructed and a swimming pool to attract the customers. Some retired military people were given some concessions to buy plots and houses there. So there he found a house, single story, good house, by the side of the swimming pool made by that builder. And at that time its rent was 400 rupees, which will now amount to maybe 1 lakh of rupees. So he talked to the property dealer, real estate agent, that we want to hire this house. He looked at my brother from top to toe. He said, is a boy coming on a bicycle? Who will pay the rent? He said, no, wait, I will bring my father. Ultimately that house was taken, and Baba came in that house, Mama came in that house, and I remember Mama sleeping in the porch of that house at night, getting up, there was not a single wrinkle on Mama's bed sheet, just as you put a flower and lift it up. So clear was Mama's thinking and life, that at night also, many people when they sleep, they get up in the morning, they find their bed sheet as if they have done some wrestling, you know. So like that. So that is one incident, but that place now, the changed form of that place is the Rajouri Garden Center of Delhi, which is the third biggest center of Delhi. Achha. Anyhow, thereafter my younger brother, what he did, in those days we did not have the museum and the exhibitions, but in the public exhibitions, which used to take place from city to city, people selling their small wares, books, this, that, and other items. So he used to take a stall, and Baba's two main pictures only were there. We used to take a stall, and he used to do service there, godly service. And Baba's Laukik son had some Laukik business. So his small things were also put there, and this is how he was doing some service. Some other important jobs he did. Finally, after 2 or 3 years of just that, he left the body. Suddenly, he was doing service in an exhibition in Patiala, city of Patiala. He got heat, sunstroke, and he left the body. Now, in retrospect, now we know why Baba asked him to leave his studies and do godly service. And I am still in my body. So Baba thought, he knew in advance that this soul is going to live a little longer. So let him complete his studies. And let him complete his studies. Why? Because in this world, when you talk to someone, they don't think of your gyan. They see your physical dress. They see your educational qualifications. They see who you are, what you are working. Then only they are prepared to listen to you. Now things are changing because our dadis have developed that features and aura and all those things. Now they listen quietly. Otherwise we had to put a VIP by their side to so that they think that because of this VIP they must be also important people like that. Now another thing. At Baba's directions I joined a job. That's a long story, but when I had to leave that job, again on Baba's directions, Baba had become subtle. The dadis told me, in the year 1972, after 17 years of doing my job, which Baba had directed me to take, there is a long story, very interesting, but I will tell that portion only. The first ever purchased property of the Brahma Kumaris was a house purchased in Delhi called Panda Bhavan, where I live now. Before that, accepting Mount Abu, there was not a single house or property that Brahma Kumaris ever purchased. We were all in rented houses, you see. Because Brahma Baba said, you have just to do service, why should own properties? But later on, the situation changed and the rents jumped and everything became commercial and the landlord start giving us notice to vacate the houses and in greed, and we had some pictures and fixings there. So all the BKs decided that we may draw loan from our provident fund or whatever we may do, we will have our own centers. And the first one in Delhi was costing not so much, but still we had to collect money from all the BKs all over India to buy it. And because my father's house, where the second center was there, also in that area only, on the same street, he had left the body also. So I was told by dadis that you come to Delhi, change your transfer, seek a transfer from your company, which had a headquarter in Delhi. Now I myself said, Dadi ji, if I come to my headquarter, there will be more lokic work for me. I will have very little time. If you want me to do some service, let me leave my job. They said, as you like. Okay. Now, after deciding in Mount Abu that I will go and leave my job, when I reach my place, I am going to resign next day. There was a notice from my employer that they want to hold an interview for the next higher post. Now who will appear for an interview for the next higher post if you are going to leave the job? And now Mohini Behan, you know all with Dadi ji, she used to be the teacher at my center. She, in those days it was easy to go to trance and get Baba's message. So I told her to take Baba's message. Whether I should appear in this interview and what for, I am going to leave the job. And you know what the message was? No. He must appear in the interview and then leave the job. Now, usually normal mind it will occur, why? That why comes, you know. So I again sent her to Baba. I said, but why? Ask Baba, it is not clear to me. Why should I leave? When I am going to leave it anyhow, well, how does it matter that I get the next job and leave it, or now leave it, I am to leave it. Then Baba explained the subtle wisdom. Baba said, even after you have left the job, your higher post will do service. People will ask who you were. And if you tell the higher post, they will give more value to your words. So, accordingly, I appeared in the interview, I got selected, and then I resigned. So you see, this is the subtlety of the drama, which we don't understand, But later on we come to know why it was. Another incident. You know, the first ever international conference that we organized in Delhi was inaugurated, first time ever, by a vice president of India. Okay? Later on there have been so many people, but that was the first one in Vigyan Bhavan, well-known Vigyan Bhavan, which Baba mentioned in the Murlis. So that gentleman, vice president, it was our job to meet all the so-called VIPs in Delhi to keep them in touch with our Baba's work. So we used to meet him. And whenever he was a soft person from Karnataka, named B.D. Jatti, whenever we will meet him, he will be nice to us, talk so well. On Rakhi we will meet him, on some other occasions we will meet him. But suddenly, when his secretary would appear in our meeting, he will stop and dispose of very quickly. Perhaps he wanted to convey that time is over, now next person is to come, whatever. And he will summarily dispose us of. 2-3 times, he promised with us that he will attend our program or come to our center or come to Mount Abu, but he never did it. So after 2-3 such occasions, I talked to the sisters, why are we going to this man again and again? He is just courteous, and his secretary appears, he suddenly becomes nervous, and he has never kept his promise of coming to us. Why should we go on trying again? Why? What for? Then we discussed and said, you know, again why has come? So they said, no, it is our job. Let us go on doing it. So now, when that conference was, first ever conference, international, was organized, in which, you know, Madam Sadat of Egypt came, one lady from Philippines came, the United Nations James Jonah came, and so many people came. So this person, the Vigyan Bhavan is next to his house, Vice President's Palace. So he came, he inaugurated our conference, and we were very happy that this man has been saying no, and now he has done a good job. Now if you see in retrospect, you will find, if he had come to our earlier smaller function, as per protocol, a vice president cannot come again and again to the same institution. So then we would have finished that shot and ammunition, and we would be left without a VIP for this function. So drama, or call it Baba, was saving him for this particular purpose. So he came at the most appropriate time. This is the retrospect. So if we had left the hope that no, this person is saying no. So what we learn from drama is, there is never a no. You see? And another last incident, because I am not to tell you all the stories only. The one and the only Prime Minister of India who visited Mount Abu. The most difficult thing to make a visit is of the Prime Minister. Because other heads, like the President, Vice President, Governors, they are ceremonial heads. They have sufficient time. But a Prime Minister is the busiest person of such a large country. And even if he genuinely agrees to come and fixes a date, something may happen and he may not be able to come. There are so many pulls. Day by day, he has to see the importance. Ours is not a priority job for a Prime Minister, you know. So, this Prime Minister came to Mount Abu. After that, only one Prime Minister has come, that was in Delhi, not in Mount Abu. So many hurdles were crossed, he came to Mount Abu. Publicly in his address, he said, I must thank the Brahma Kumaris of Delhi, who have been again and again coming to me. If there was any other person, after so many meetings, they would have lost hope that this man never will come to Abu. They would have left the hope. But they have been coming again and again, and they are responsible for bringing me here. I am thankful to them. And now after seeing this work, he promised that I will give all the help that the government, etc., etc. So the lesson is that if we look at the three aspects of drama, all the three aspects of drama, we will act accordingly. We will not so-called lose hope. There is no failure in the drama. Only time has not come for something. That is all what is there. And we have also noticed, if even after your work is done, say we brought a president of India to Mount Abu, and after that also we continued to meet him with same love and affection, same frequency, till he left the body. And that was the person who was a high security person, and he could not go anywhere without Z security. Still, whenever we asked him for any program, suddenly he will even give up that security and come there. And he was the one who met us easily and accepted our invitation easily, perhaps because we did not give him up after getting his visit to Mount Abu. We served him up to his end, and that has brought fruit in the next cycle, that he was easy to approach. Even now there is a living president of India. We keep on meeting him, give him same affection. He looks for our meetings. Although he is very aged now, 92 years, but still he was the person who, on our first saying, he came to us. So our karma of now, even has long-lasting result which may last up to the next cycle. Those who we give up, they come with great difficulty. You have to approach them and so many things. So they are hard and they become soft. There is a scriptural story also. There used to be a minister to a king who used to always say what Baba says. Everything happens for the good. Everything happens for the good. And once the king met an accident and his ear was cut in that accident. And the king was always testing me. He said, "What is the good in my ear having been cut?" "No, sir, everything happens for the good." Now the king's ear was bleeding. So he felt very bad, and he put that person in prison, his minister. "What is this fellow always saying everything happens for the good? There is no sense in this." Now next day, the king had to go to the jungle for hunting, as they do, with all his people. And suddenly, he got into the thick forest. And there, you know, the aboriginal people, the tribal people, they had their den. And they were looking for to sacrifice a person. And they were sacrificing human beings. So they caught hold of the king and took him. They thought he must be the biggest of the crowd. They caught hold of the king. They have bows and arrows and all those things. They took him for sacrifice. And when they were preparing him for sacrifice, they found that he has no ear. So it was their system that they must be having a complete person. A person without ear will not be sacrificed. So they let him go. So this fellow came back and was very happy. He put that minister out of the prison, and he said, "Very good, you are right, my life has been saved." But again a doubt arose in his mind. He said, "Okay, my life has been saved, but what was the good has come out of my putting you to the prison? If I had not, how good it is for you that you were in prison all the time?" So he said, "Sir, if I had gone with you, the next man was I. They would have caught me, and I was a complete person. They would have killed me. So I have been saved because you put me in prison." So if you look from that angle, You will find good in everything. This is a scriptural story. So we have also this experience throughout our life. When I surrendered in Gyan, many of my well-wishers, worldly people, relatives came. They said, oh, you are living in comfort, you are an officer, you have got so much big bungalow and all those. You know, I had 6 toilets and big rooms in my bungalow. So I used to go on Monday in this and Tuesday in that, because that was all empty. But I was also had to get it cleaned. Half the day took for getting the whole thing cleaned. So ultimately I logged some rooms so that I can live in one room. So like that. But anyhow, I said I have got now deep experience of drama, and even if I am thrown in a well, I will get my entitlement, and I think I will be comfortable. And I am telling you my own experience. It is 33 years now that I surrender fully, and I have been having better comfort as I am used to. All big problems are solved, and Baba helps me. Once I went to a railway station where there was a big program, and in the evening I had to get back. My mother was sick, so I had to get back a day earlier than my reserved day where I had reserved my booking. So I have never traveled without reservation. Normally I prefer to be comfortable. So on that day I had to do that. Now all the brothers promised me, no, we will get you a seat and all that. But it failed. Ultimately I thought it is drama. So it was a long journey. I just got into the compartment at night with difficulty and was standing near the washing basin there and just waiting. Now the conductor came. First of all, a lady with a child came to the toilet. She also stood there. Meanwhile, the conductor came. He said, he thought that lady is with me. She is my wife with a child. So he addressed me. He said, you people don't have any seats? I asked this lady. She is not with me. She said, I have a seat, but I do not know where it is. So I want you to help me. Okay. Then he addressed me. You don't have a seat? I said, no. No, he was not a conductor. He was a railway employee. Come for the bathroom. I said, no. He said, come with me. So he was a railway employee on transfer with 8 reservations. Children, small children, whole family. He just put his 2 children together, small children on one seat, and gave me a seat. You know, there were tears in my eyes. How Baba has arranged, even in this difficult situation, what I normally expect, you know. So therefore, I have found that if you are prepared for the worst in the drama, you will get the best in the drama. But if you are not prepared for the worst, you don't understand drama. Because in the drama, there are 2 things. One is entitlement. One gets according to your entitlement. Even God cannot get you more than what you are entitled to. So what Baba does is to help us to improve our entitlement. Now this entitlement is hampered by 2 things, rather 3 things, which are absolutely superfluous, which are against the law of karma, which are against the gyan, but still we do it. One is expectations. Please note down this word expectations. Human beings are normally used to have expectations. For example, if I start expecting that I am Baba's child, I have sacrificed this and that, Baba must give me a seat in the train. This is an expectation. Or you help someone through something, so you give gyan to someone, he becomes a good student, then you think, I brought him to gyan because of my knowledge. So many things. You are friend to someone, you have helped someone. A mother has expectation from her child, parents, that we are growing, making, sustaining the child. Child in the old age will sustain us. So we all have expectations. So this word expectations should not be in Brahman dictionary. Because we will only get what we are entitled to. And if we start expecting and it doesn't happen, either due to that person's ungratefulness or due to the limitation of that person, maybe they have their own limitation, as an actor in the drama, we should not have expectations. You will be much happier and much understanding the drama if you don't have expectations which bring nothing to you. Second is desires. Because if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. These days, the whole commercial world is raising desires into you. Desires for what Baba has said, the intoxication of temporary things. So these desires can multiply to unlimited extent. You fulfill one desire thinking that I am fond of ice cream, let me take 4 ice creams today, I will never take again, and you really get fed up with the ice cream, I have satisfied my desire. But what will happen? After some time, for some time it will remain okay, after some time it will again arise. So this is the illusion of Maya, that some children try to satisfy their weaknesses, thinking that I do it to satiation point, after that it will not come, but it will come again. Desires are unending. So we should have only limited, required, necessary desires. Third thing is repentance. This repentance is a very dangerous thing. First we make a mistake, and then we make the mistake of prolonged repentance. This is absolutely against drama, that if I had not done this, why I did this, if it had not happened, I have wasted a lot of my time. That I have wasted, but what I am doing now, I am wasting further. So therefore, repentance is not the word. Sometimes we say, I am victimized by others, this person is responsible for blocking my progress, this person is nothing. No one can do anything to you. You cannot do anything to anyone. Drama says, whatever is your entitlement, you must get. Maybe a roof may break and you may get it. You must get it. And what we are not entitled to, we will never get. So why desires, why expectations, and why repentance? Now, another thing is that, as I have told you, drama broken down means time. You will find there is a time for everything. There is a saying also. About time, there are so many sayings. Time is life, time is precious, lost time doesn't come again, time and tide wait for no man, and so on and so forth. Every language, every day we use it. But you will find crops grow at their time. If you want to grow wheat crop when it has ripened, it will not grow. The soil may be the same, the farmer may be the same, all the inputs may be the same, but season has gone. And if the season has come, even if you accidentally drop the seed of wheat, it will grow. When the next time for next crop has come, a farmer knows that now wheat will not grow, it has ripened, it is to be cut, now rice will grow or whatever. Similarly, day, morning is morning, it will come, day will come, night will come, winter will come, summer will come, spring will come. So the time controls everything, isn't it? Now this is nature. Even us, the soul, when the body is young, a child learns bicycling, will go on doing unnecessary bicycling, enjoying that. When the child grows up, becomes aged, you tell to do bicycling, the person will be very selective. You know, one of our brothers, working in the State Bank in Madras, he was a very good brother, his wife was in Gyan, we stayed in his house, very attending, very hospitable. What happened? He was working in the State Bank of India. First day, when he joined service many years back, he went to office on bicycle. And now his retirement day came. He was 60 years of age. So he told his Yugal wife that today again I want to go on bicycle to do my last day in the office. She said, you are old man, the days have changed, there is traffic, why you go? No, no, he had that fancy. So he went on bicycle, he got exhausted, he had a heart attack and he died. So therefore, the lesson is, that is drama, but the lesson is, why a thought occurred to him, but the lesson is that time factor must be taken into consideration. We can't do the same things in old age, what we do in the young age. Now come to the world drama. In the world drama also, there is time for everything. Now Baba says, golden age, very good. All pure souls, everything is satopardhan. No dearth of anything. Everything plentiful. And when there is everything plentiful, you don't have any desires. You know? If everything is available in plenty and you are assured it will not be snatched away from you, there will be no desires. Before I surrendered full time, I had 20 varieties of pickles in my kitchen. And I never opened a bottle of pickle at all, excepting when some guest will come. Just I will look at that, enough it is there. But after I surrendered, and they told me there are no pickles in the center, so I was looking somewhere, at least some pickles should be there. Why? Because I didn't have. In Delhi, many times, they announce, there will be no water supply today in this area. Because the water is less, so area by area, they are making some stoppages. So everyone, when the announcement comes, will go to the tap and fill all their empty utensils with water. Big bucket, small bucket, even glasses, thinking that water will not be available tomorrow. And if after 6 hours they say, tomorrow we are not cutting the water supply, so they will throw all the water. So idea is, you will always notice when something is available in plenty, you don't have feeling of scarcity or desire for that. So golden age is very nice. Everything is available. But Baba says, all are pure, no vices. It is heaven. It is our aim and object. But Baba says, what? From day one of the golden age, the downward aging of the drama starts. Yesterday also you had come to this hall. Today you are one day older than yesterday. It's a fact. This harmony hall is also one day older than yesterday. We can't deny that. So much so that Sri Krishna and Sri Narayan are both the same, but Sri Krishna is worshipped more. Why? Because he is purer than Sri Narayan. Both are pure, but he is still purer than Sri Narayan. Day one of the golden age is much more enjoyable than, say, day 10. That is the system. So now, all pure souls interacting, still small, slowly, steadily, you don't even notice, as we don't notice in ourselves, I am older than yesterday. Will I notice? No. But when a birthday is celebrated, so many candles are extinguished. What does it mean? Gone. And they are happy to do that. They are not understanding it is gone. They should be happy about what is to come. But this is a system. They are gone. So therefore, golden and silver ages taken together, still, something, very slowly. Just as this earth is moving, but we are feeling quite stable in this hall, we are not moving. Because it is moving at a slow speed. So Baba says, drama says, Baba has given us this knowledge of the drama that slowly, first we lose our inheritance, our plus balance is reduced, then after half the time the minus begins little, we start borrowing, being dependent, and now at the extreme end, the world is very miserable because all are indebted to each other. They are only clearing their loans to get more loans. That's all what is happening. The whole world is living on credit cards. The whole world is trying to get more and give less to the world. And this is how we are here. But then Baba says, there is a time also, just at the time of the morning, as yesterday Baba said in the Murli, night is over, the dawn is there, and after that the day will come. So nobody can stop the dawn to come. And if a crow says, dawn won't come because I don't crow, so it is his folly, isn't it? Some crows think because I crow, the dawn comes. So they say, if I don't crow, perhaps the dawn will not come. It is not like that. So now is the time when season, as the time is favorable to us, it is the season when everything, even if you stand still, you don't do anything, you don't do any purusharth, the world will become better day by day by day by day. So Baba's this statement that tomorrow will be better has relevance today, because all our tomorrows, whether we wish or not, or even the tomorrows of sinners, wrongdoers, everyone, even of the snakes and scorpions, they are going to be better, because the time has come for change in the drama. That is the beautiful part of it. We are aware of that, and no one else is aware of that. And all people go to astrologers, try to seek their future seers, that what is in store for us. So Baba says, not for you only, but for everyone in the world, the time has come. And that is how Baba has also come. Baba has come because the time has come. We have been applying to Baba for 2500 years. Baba come, Baba come. But Baba says, I will come when the time will come. And now Baba has come because the time has come. So this awareness of drama is also very important, that once you are a Brahmin and you are in the Brahmin boat, you can never fail. You can never have a downfall. Why? Because the curve is ascending. The whole drama is a descending curve. But now we are bound upwards. Supposing you get into a bus from Abu Road to come to Mount Abu. It's a hilly area. So sometime the bus may be going like this. Okay? It is going up, but it is going like this. So somebody takes a photograph of the bus when it is like this and tells you, look, is it going down or going up? If you are seeing only that one-time photograph, not its future and past, you will say, yes, it is going down. But actually it is going up. It is only a process. Similarly, in Brahmin life, ups and downs will come. But Baba says, don't be frightened, because ultimately these downs will also bring you up. And because the time is to go up, you are bound in a journey which is going up only. And now take it the other way. You are going from Mount Abu to Abu Road. Again, the bus will go like this. And someone takes a photograph of bus like this. Says, is it going up or down? Apparently going up, but actually going down. So if somebody thinks today, tomorrow, there is an agreement between George Bush and some Iraqi people, no war. And other places also, they say, oh, we agree to throw all our arms into the ocean. And somebody thinks, oh, no destruction. What is it? It's an illusion. Because this is just a little like this. Again, it will go deeper down. So if we know the drama thoroughly, we will not be misled by small comforts and thinking it is golden age. I will tell you another real incident of my life. When I joined my job, it was 400 kilometers from Delhi where my parents lived. I became an officer. The first time I was given traveling money by the company, my employer, to travel to Delhi. With my own money, I used to travel by lower class because I had to pay my money. But this time they gave me money that I have to come back to my city. So I will travel by first class. First time I traveled at others' expense in first class. Okay. So I thought first class, very good. So I took more luggage and also I took some fruits and other things which are available there. Lot of luggage which I normally don't carry or I cannot carry also. I will take a porter. And when I came to that compartment, I am a jnani person. Ah, so good. Air conditioned. Very nice. Ah, I slept like this. Now see what happens. Before arrival of Delhi, about two stations before that, the engine of that train failed. And that not at the railway station, but a little before the railway station. Engine failed and it came to a standstill in the morning hour, 7 o'clock, and they told it will take 3 hours to get a new engine and replace it. Okay. Now all the other passengers of the train I saw, they went taking their luggage to the road. There was a road nearby and buses were plying. They will stop the bus and get into the bus. Who will wait 3 hours? And who knows, it may take more time. Now myself, no porter, more luggage, I can't carry. So then I enjoyed, oh, first class, very good. Yeah? And then I learnt the drama here, huh? That what mistake you made in Kaljuga, can there be any happiness? So I carried all my luggage with great difficulty, huffing. Got at the road, and no bus will stop seeing such luggage, because it was not a bus stop. So I thought, courage is a great power. So I stood in front of one coming bus, stopped. It stopped naturally, because it won't kill me. So I said, stop. Then the driver very furiously looked at me, what? I said, I want to go. He said, okay, put your luggage. Now on the back of the bus there is a small stair made of aluminium. You have to put your, I had never gone up sometime, and all the luggage you had to put, all the other passengers were crying, why it has been stopped? And I was again perspiring and putting that luggage one by one, and somehow I got into that. From that day I learnt a lesson, because you learn in the hard way this drama. Never, never, never think that in this iron age you can get real happiness. You will get into trouble. That is the thing. So therefore, we have to see that drama is drama, and the more we understand the drama, it can give you lot of knowledge, because you are not disturbed by anybody's role. Anyone may be playing any role. First, strong point of jnana is don't be influenced by others. And don't influence others. The greatest weakness of a Brahman can be, if Brahman can be influenced by any other human soul, howsoever big. And another weakness is to try to influence other souls, because in both cases, you are taking them away from Baba. So therefore, if we don't get influenced by ups and downs of the drama, and no, every actor will play their role, nor are we frightened of, unnecessarily frightened of unknown events. This may happen, this may happen to us. This fear is the greatest thing which drama makes us overcome. So many points of jnana. One is, you are an immortal soul. It takes away half your fear of death. More you practice, you will be less afraid of death. Because if you are body, you are going to die. But this is jnana. But you, in drama you stand, some near and dear one dies, some money is lost, something happens. The most difficult test that comes in drama is some problem with your physical body. You know, I can bear loss of money, no problem. I can bear death of all my relatives, no problem. And I can bear all other shocks, insults, okay. But supposing a problem comes in your body, you have to be operated or something serious. Then how you stand? So we have examples of Mama, Divine Mother, who got a very serious disease. We have examples of Badi, Senior Didi, she got a disease. Even Dadi Gulzar, she overcame that because of the blessings of so many souls she has got. But I also have experience of that, and that is the last thing I will tell you. What happened? From my mind and soul I am very strong. But physically I used to think, right from my childhood, if a doctor comes to give an injection, in our childhood, our family doctor used to come to give cholera injection during rainy season. And I used to run away from the house, because who will get that injection? Huh? So I was so afraid of this thing, cutting and all that. So once a glass of a medicine tube got into my foot, I tried to get it corrected by Indian system, putting onion and all those things. It didn't happen. Then they took me to a doctor. It was inverted glass. It won't come out. He also tried. He couldn't do. Then my father took me to another surgeon. They held me. Five people held me. They asked my father to go out. And then I was cursing that doctor about getting it done. So this was my situation. I came in Gyan. Suddenly, after so many, I saw Brahma Baba giving Gyan and getting injections while sitting. Baba was not afraid. I said, what Baba is doing? And then Baba had to get an operation in Bombay. I went there. Baba was not affected at all. Very serious operation. Baba got operated in the morning. We went to meet. Baba was talking Gyan only. Some Laukik relatives came after 30 years to see Baba. They say, you are the same. We have lost our tooth. We have lost our everything. But Baba will not talk of relatives, only Gyan. Then he will praise the nurses. Look how nurses are very dutiful. You should be also like that. And they asked Baba, nurse asked Baba, shall I sponge your body? Baba said, no, I will do it myself. Baba did it. I was thinking, can I become like that if something happens to my body? I am so frightened. But this test came to me. I had to get a kidney operation after Gyan, and I tried to avoid it. I went to Baba's room, sat there, posed so many questions in my yoga to Baba, that Baba, my father had died of kidney operation. So if I am the only left son of my mother, I don't want, I am very powerful, I can stand this kidney up to destruction. Please allow me not to get the operation. And then I said, Baba, supposing doctor makes a mistake, what will happen? I even said, Baba, you had told Didi to go ahead with operation and she left the body. Even if you tell me to go ahead with operation, who knows what will happen to me? All those questions I posed. And like a blackboard, Baba replied each question in my front, one by one. Baba said, if a father has died of one disease, it is not necessary that a son will or daughter die of the same disease, and so on. Finally, Baba said, whole Brahman family knows you have to get an operation. If you don't get it, everybody will think he is a theoretical jnani. He is not practical. He is afraid of operation. Now, will you get it done or not? And then I said, Baba, my heart is very weak. So Baba said, I am with you. So ultimately, I agreed to get it operated. Up to the day, I was quite courageous. Then they gave me sedatives. Finally, I was half conscious. Then they sent me there. And how Baba helped me? My mother had come. I didn't want my mother to come to Bombay because she will unnecessarily feel disturbed. But the Dadi said, no, you take her, otherwise she will feel more attachment. So she came. Now she was in my room, but when I was taken on a stretcher, before it entered the lift, something happened and I called my mother. Then I took out my hand, it was like steel at that time, said, I am powerful, you also be powerful. I said for no reason, and that is how Baba filled power in me. No, by this whole process. And I got that operation quickly. I was not feeling any trouble. Baba was helping me. So much so that the lady nurses of other rooms, there were 16 rooms in that ward, were bringing their patients, that I should give them courage every day. They were crying and all that. So I said, Baba, very good. You have made me cross through this thing also. Okay, Om Shanti, your time is over. Thank you very much.